Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabay, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Picture this. Kanye West shows up at federal court in Manhattan dressed head to toe in white like he's heading to a P. Diddy white party circa 2003, except the only party happening here involves federal prosecutors methodically dismantling Sean Combs' empire one witness time. And today... today we get the man who literally carried Diddy's drugs in a Gucci pouch, spilling every last detail about what he calls King Nights. Because apparently, when you're facing life in prison, your former personal assistant who knows where all the cocaine is hidden becomes the government's new best friend. So here's where we are on this fine Friday the 13th in June 2025. We're in week five of what might be the most spectacular fall from grace since, well, since the last celebrity thought they were untouchable. Sean Diddy Combs sits in that courtroom facing charges that could put him away forever. Racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking with a mandatory 15-year minimum, and transportation for prostitution. The man who once threw parties that defined an era is now watching his former employees line up to testify about what really went down when the cameras stopped rolling. Enter Jonathan Perez, Diddy's personal assistant from December 2021 to September 2024. This guy made $100,000 a year to basically be Diddy's everything man. And when I say everything, I mean the prosecutors have him on the stand detailing exactly how he'd set up hotel rooms. With red lights, baby oil, lubricant, and something called Vital Honey that's apparently for enhancing libido. The government calls these freak-offs. Diddy allegedly called them King Knights. Perez calls them about 1% of his job duties, which is a hell of a way to minimize arranging sex parties with male escorts while your boss watches. Here's the thing about Perez. He's testifying under an immunity agreement, which means he can sit there and admit to procuring cocaine, ketamine, Molly, Adderall, and Xanax for his boss without worrying about catching his own charges. He tells the jury about finding this Gucci pouch that belonged to Combs, just packed with party favors. Not exactly the kind of designer accessory they feature in Vogue, but then again, this isn't that kind of story. The defense attorney, Brian Steele, tries his best to make this sound like Perez was just being a nice guy doing personal favors, like picking up dry cleaning, except instead of shirts, it's Schedule I narcotics. Perez insists these were official job duties he was paid to perform. The prosecutor, Madison Smizer, makes sure to point out his title was personal assistant, not business assistant, because apparently that distinction matters when you're trying to prove your client wasn't running a criminal enterprise. But wait, it gets better. Or worse, depending on your perspective. Perez drops this bomb about finding a sex tape on a company iPad in 2022. The video allegedly shows Jane, that's the pseudonymous witness who testified earlier this week, with another man while Combs watches from the background. The staff freaked out when they found it, which seems like a reasonable response to accidentally stumbling across your boss's homemade pornography during a workday. 6 months later, Diddy's chief of staff, Christina Corum, pulls Perez aside for a secretly recorded conversation where she's fishing for information about who knows about the video, because nothing says legitimate business operation like interrogating your employees about who might have seen the boss's sex tapes. Now let's talk about June 18th, 2024, because Perez's testimony here backs up what Jane told the jury earlier. He gets this angry FaceTime from Diddy asking him to confirm no other woman was on some Wyoming trip. Perez immediately texts Corum saying Diddy and his guest are fighting, calling it just the normal her being jealous over other women. Normal. That's the word he uses for what allegedly ends with Diddy calling Perez to bring $3,500 in cash to give to Jane after he allegedly assaults her. Then Diddy allegedly calls up an adult film actor for a freak-off, because apparently that's how you cap off a night of domestic violence in Diddy's world. The defense wants you to believe Jane was a willing participant in all of this. Perez testifies she never appeared hesitant, never seemed upset after these king nights. But here's the thing. When your boss is Sean Combs and your job involves arranging his drug-fueled sex parties, how exactly do you gauge consent? Is there a Yelp review system for coerced sexual encounters that I'm not aware of? And then, because this trial didn't have enough drama, Kanye West decides to make an entrance. He rolls up to the courthouse with Diddy's son, Christian King Combs, dressed in all white like he's auditioning for a remake of Miami Vice. He tells reporters he's there to support Diddy, but the court officers aren't having it. He's not on the pre-approved list, so they shuttle him off to an overflow room on the 23rd floor where he watches on a screen for about 40 minutes before leaving. This is the same Kanye who's been one of the only celebrities still publicly supporting Diddy, even featuring a recorded jail call with him in his recent song, Lonely Roads Still Go to Sunshine. Because nothing says artistic integrity like using your incarcerated friend's phone calls as song material. Most of Diddy's famous friends have gone radio silent since his arrest, but not Ye. He's riding this sinking ship all the way down, white outfit and all. Meanwhile, the judge has his own drama to deal with. Juror number 6 gets the boot for giving inconsistent information about where he lives. First he says the Bronx, then it's New Jersey. And Judge Subramanian isn't buying whatever story this guy's selling. The judge suggests this juror might have deliberately tried to get on the jury, which opens up a whole can of appellate worms if there's a conviction. Because apparently even jury selection in this trial has to be messy. The prosecution says they're wrapping up their case next week. They've got a federal agent coming Monday, then some summary witnesses, and they're aiming to rest by Wednesday or Friday at the latest. 5 weeks of testimony about drug-fueled sex parties, coercion, violence, and designer pouches full of cocaine. The government has methodically laid out how Diddy allegedly ran his world like a criminal enterprise, using his staff to facilitate these encounters, his money to buy silence, and his power to keep everyone in line. What strikes me about today's testimony is how normalized this all became in Diddy's orbit. Perez talks about arranging king nights like it's just another item on his to-do list. Pick up dry cleaning, schedule meetings, procure ketamine, arrange sex workers. He literally testifies that this stuff was only 1% of his job. Like, that makes it better. 1% of your job was facilitating what prosecutors call sex trafficking. That's not a rounding error. That's a federal crime. The defense is going to have their work cut out for them when it's their turn. How do you explain away a Gucci pouch full of drugs? How do you spin secretly recorded conversations about hidden sex tapes? How do you make king nights sound like anything other than what the prosecution says they are? Maybe that's why Kanye showed up, to remind everyone that Diddy still has friends, even if those friends can't get past courthouse security. But wait, there's more testimony we need to unpack when prosecutor Madison Smizer redirects Perez after the defense's cross-examination. She zeroes in on something crucial. She makes him clarify that his title was personal assistant, not business assistant. This isn't semantic nitpicking. This is about establishing that everything Perez did, the drug runs, the party planning, the sex tape crisis management, was part of his official duties that Diddy paid him to perform, not favors for a friend, but job responsibilities for an employee. The prosecution also introduces evidence about Brendan Paul, another assistant who's expected to testify. The judge and attorney spend 2.5 hours after the jury leaves going through text messages, mostly from Coram. 2.5 hours of arguing about text messages. These aren't just casual, hey, what's up texts. These are allegedly the digital breadcrumbs of a criminal enterprise, the WhatsApp messages and iMessages that show how this operation really worked. Let me tell you about the security footage and hotel records the prosecution's been building their timeline with. They've got Perez on camera at various hotels, time-stamped entries and exits that correspond with these king nights. They've got credit card records showing purchases of the supplies, the baby oil bought in bulk, the vital honey ordered online, the cash withdrawals that match up with payments to sex workers. This isn't just testimony anymore. This is a paper trail that allegedly leads straight to sex trafficking, the way Perez describes discovering that sex tape is worth examining closer. This wasn't a quick glimpse of something inappropriate. Multiple staff members saw it. They had time to process what they were seeing. Jane with another man. Diddy, visible in the background. The panic that followed wasn't just about inappropriate content on a work device. It was allegedly about evidence of exactly what the prosecution says was happening. Orchestrated sexual performances for Diddy's gratification. And that secretly recorded conversation with Coram 6 months later. Perez testifies she was asking specifically about whether an outside person knew about the video. Not whether it existed, not whether it was deleted, but who outside their circle might know. That's not damage control. That's allegedly witness assessment. Who knows what and what might they say? The $3,500 in cash Perez delivered to Jane after the June 2024 incident isn't just hush money. According to the prosecution's theory, it's part of a pattern. Fight, assault, payoff, repeat. Perez testifies he was asked to bring this specific amount in cash. Not a check, not a Venmo, but untraceable cash. And this was allegedly normal in their world. When Steele cross-examines Perez about Jane's demeanor during these encounters, he's trying to establish consent. But Perez's answers are revealing in what they don't say. She didn't appear hesitant. She didn't seem upset afterward. But did anyone ask her? Did anyone check in beyond superficial observation? When your job depends on keeping the boss happy, how closely are you really looking for signs of distress? The timeline matters here, too. Perez worked for Diddy from December 2021 to September 2024. That's nearly 3 years of allegedly facilitating these encounters, procuring drugs, managing crises. 3 years where this was his normal, 3 years of red-lit hotel rooms and designer drug pouches and emergency cash deliveries. That's not a brief lapse in judgment. That's allegedly a sustained criminal enterprise. And let's talk about the other witnesses the prosecution has lined up. After the federal agent on Monday, they've got summary witnesses. These are typically the people who authenticate documents, establish timelines, connect the dots the jury might have missed. They're the ones who'll likely walk through those hotel records, those financial transactions, those text messages the attorneys spent hours arguing about. They're the cleanup crew before the prosecution rests. Perez's immunity deal is worth understanding, too. He didn't just get a free pass for cooperating. Immunity deals require complete truthfulness. If he lies about anything, the deal's off, and he can be prosecuted for both the lies and the original crimes. So when he sits there admitting to procuring cocaine and ketamine for his boss, he's betting his freedom on telling the truth. That's powerful for the prosecution. The defense's strategy so far seems to be painting these as consensual adult activities that maybe crossed some lines but don't rise to sex trafficking. But every witness adds more weight to the prosecution's version. The power dynamics, the drugs, the money, the secrecy, it all allegedly adds up to something far more sinister than just alternative lifestyle choices. Think about what kind of organization has a protocol for handling the boss's sex tapes being discovered. This wasn't a one-time oops moment. This was allegedly systematic enough that when it happened, there was a response plan. Corum knew to have that conversation with Perez. She knew to record it. She knew to ask about outside knowledge. That's not crisis management. That's allegedly standard operating procedure. The fact that Perez describes the June 2024 incident as just the normal her being jealous over other women tells you everything about how desensitized this inner circle had allegedly become. Domestic violence reduced to a scheduling inconvenience. Pick up the boss, deliver cash to the victim, arrange a sex worker for afterward. Just another night in Diddy's world. We're watching the complete dismantling of an empire built on parties and power. Every witness brings new details about how allegedly normal it all seemed when you were inside that bubble. Personal assistants, treating drug procurement like expense reports, staff members stumbling across sex tapes like they're finding forgotten files. A world where bringing your boss cocaine in a designer pouch is just another Thursday. The judge promised the jury they'd be done before July 4th, which means we're in the home stretch. Next week, the prosecution plans to rest after their federal agent testifies and their summary witnesses tie everything together with documents and evidence. Then it's the defense's turn to try to reframe 3 years of testimony about drugs, coercion, and exploitation as something less than criminal. What we know for sure is that Jonathan Perez just gave the government everything they wanted. An insider's view of how Diddy's world really worked. Not the glamorous parties we saw in magazines, but the red-lit hotel rooms and drug runs that allegedly happened after everyone else went home. He painted a picture of a man who used his wealth and power to create a world where his desires were law and his staff were the enforcement. Where king knights were just business as usual and keeping the boss happy meant keeping the cocaine flowing. Let me paint you a more complete picture of what Perez actually told that jury today, because the devil's in these details. When he describes setting up these king nights, he's not just talking about throwing some candles around a hotel room. This is a full production, red lights specifically, not mood lighting, red lights, the kind that make everything look like a scene from some B-movie bordello. Then there's the shopping list. Condoms, lubricant, baby oil, and this vital honey stuff that Perez has to explain to the jury is basically Viagra in honey form. The prosecutor asks him who told him to set up these encounters. Christina Corum, Diddy's chief of staff. Let that sink in. The chief of staff of a multi-million dollar business empire is allegedly directing employees to arrange sex parties. This isn't some rogue assistant going off script. This is allegedly company policy delivered from the C-suite. Perez testifies that sometimes these king nights would last for days. Days. We're not talking about a quick hookup here. These are allegedly marathon sessions fueled by cocaine and ketamine, with Diddy allegedly watching while Jane has sex with male escorts. The government has been building this narrative that these weren't consensual adult encounters, but orchestrated performances where saying no wasn't really an option. And about that Gucci pouch, Perez doesn't just mention it in passing. He details the contents like he's reading a pharmacy inventory. Cocaine, ketamine, Molly, Adderall, Xanax. This isn't recreational use we're talking about. This is a mobile drug dispensary and designer packaging. When the defense tries to minimize this, suggesting maybe Perez was just holding it, or it wasn't really Diddy's, Perez is clear. This belonged to his boss, and he knew exactly what was in it because part of his job was allegedly making sure it stayed stocked. The defense attorney, Brian Steele, and can we talk about how perfect that name is for a defense attorney? He tries this interesting strategy. He gets Perez to admit that organizing these king nights took up maybe 1% of his time. Like, that matters. If I spend 1% of my time robbing banks, I'm still a bank robber. But Steele's trying to paint this picture that Perez was mostly doing legitimate business tasks, and occasionally, just occasionally, he'd arrange a drug-fueled sex party. You know, as one does. Here's where it gets really interesting. Perez testifies about this company iPad situation in 2022. He doesn't just say they found a sex tape. He describes how multiple staff members discovered it, how they freaked out, how word spread through Diddy's inner circle like wildfire. Then 6 months later, Corum pulls him aside for what Perez describes as an interrogation. She's recorded asking him about an outside person who brought up something about this video, and think about what that means. They find a sex tape of the boss with one of his girlfriends on a company device, and months later, the chief of staff is still doing damage control, trying to figure out who might know about it. This isn't normal executive behavior. This is allegedly cover-up mode, crisis management for a crisis that shouldn't exist in any legitimate business. The June 2024 incident testimony is particularly damning because it corroborates Jane's earlier testimony down to specific details. Perez gets this FaceTime from an angry Diddy. Not a text, not a call, a FaceTime where Diddy can see his face while he demands to know if another woman was on this Wyoming trip. Perez immediately recognizes this as trouble brewing. His text to Corum doesn't say the boss seems upset. It says they're fighting and he's going to pick him up, followed by that chilling phrase, just the normal her being jealous over other women. Normal. That word keeps coming up in Perez's testimony. It's normal for them to fight about other women. It's normal for him to need to be picked up afterward. It's normal for Diddy to allegedly need $3,500 in cash delivered to Jane after these fights. And apparently, it's normal for Diddy to allegedly cap off the evening by calling in a porn star for a freak off. While Jane's still dealing with whatever just happened, the defense wants to focus on how Jane appeared during these encounters. Perez says she never seemed hesitant, never appeared upset afterward. But what's he supposed to say? That he knowingly participated in sex trafficking? He's got immunity, but there are limits. So he paints this picture of a willing participant, but the prosecution's whole case is about how consent gets complicated when there's this massive power imbalance, when saying no might mean losing everything. Let's talk about the money for a second. Perez made $100,000 a year. That's good money for a personal assistant, even in New York. But think about what he was allegedly being paid to do. This isn't just picking up dry cleaning and managing calendars. This is allegedly facilitating federal crimes. That $100,000 starts to look less like a salary and more like hush money when you consider what Perez knew and what he was willing to do. The Kanye appearance deserves more attention, too, because it's such a perfect metaphor for this whole situation. Here's one of the few celebrities still publicly supporting Diddy, and he can't even get into the actual courtroom. He's relegated to an overflow room, watching on a screen like he's at a sports bar instead of a federal trial. Even his support is at arm's length, filtered through security and distance. And let's be real, showing up in all white to a federal criminal trial is a choice. This isn't the Met Gala. Your friend is facing life in prison and you're treating it like a fashion moment. But that's always been part of this world, right? The performance never stops, even when the venue changes from a nightclub to a courthouse. Judge Subramanian's handling of the juror situation is fascinating, too. This juror gave inconsistent information about something as basic as where he lives. The Bronx or New Jersey? These aren't adjacent neighborhoods where you might get confused. These are different states. The judge's suggestion that this juror might have deliberately tried to get on the jury opens up huge questions. Why would someone want to be on this jury so badly they'd lie about their residence? What's the angle there? The timeline the prosecution's working with is tight. They want to rest by next Wednesday or Friday, at the latest. 5 weeks of testimony, and they're almost done building their case. Monday brings a federal agent to the stand, which usually means they're going to tie together all the evidence with some law enforcement perspective. Here's how we investigated. Here's what we found. Here's how it all connects. The summary witnesses after that are typically there to authenticate documents or evidence the cleanup hitters before the prosecution rests. What we're watching is the systematic deconstruction of a myth. The Diddy Empire, built on music and parties and cultural influence, is being revealed as something allegedly much darker. Every witness adds another piece to this puzzle of power and exploitation. Today, it was the assistant who carried the drugs and arranged the encounters. Earlier this week, it was Jane herself breaking down on the stand. Before that, other witnesses painting this picture of an organization that operated more like a criminal enterprise than an entertainment company. Perez's testimony about finding drugs isn't just about possession. It's about access and control. When your personal assistant knows where your cocaine stash is, when he's comfortable enough to identify every substance in your designer drug pouch, that speaks to a level of normalized criminal behavior that goes beyond personal use. This is allegedly about creating an infrastructure where these king nights could happen regularly, reliably, with all the necessary chemical enhancements ready at hand. The defense has a mountain to climb when their turn comes. How do you counter testimony from an insider who had no reason to lie? Perez has immunity. He could have refused to testify, taken the fifth, walked away. Instead, he sat there and laid out the entire operation. The drugs, the sex parties, the cover-ups, the cash payments. He gave the prosecution a roadmap of how Diddy's world allegedly worked, and it's not pretty. We're in the home stretch now. Next week could see the prosecution rest and the defense begin their case. The big question, everyone's asking, will Diddy take the stand? It's a massive risk. If he does, prosecutors get to cross-examine him about everything, every drug purchase, every king night, every payment to Jane. If he doesn't, the jury's left with all this testimony and no direct response from the man himself. What struck me most about today's testimony was how routine it all seemed in Diddy's world. These weren't special occasions or rare events. This was allegedly business as usual. Personal assistants who know your drug dealer, chiefs of staff who coordinate sex parties. A world where carrying a Gucci pouch full of cocaine is just part of the job description. Where finding your boss's sex tape on a company iPad is a crisis to be managed, not a reason to call HR. 5 weeks of testimony have painted a picture of an empire built on more than just music. It's allegedly built on exploitation, control, and a belief that money and power put you above the law. Today, Jonathan Perez showed the jury exactly how that empire operated from the inside. Not the glossy magazine version, but the red-lit, drug-fueled reality that allegedly happened when the cameras stopped rolling. The judge promised the jury they'd be done before July 4th, and we're almost there. A few more witnesses, closing arguments, and then 12 people will decide if what we've heard amounts to sex trafficking or just the lifestyle of the rich and infamous. Either way, that Gucci pouch full of drugs has become evidence in a federal trial, and the man who once defined party culture is watching his former employees explain exactly what those parties really cost. Sometimes the most expensive accessories really are the ones that cost you everything.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Gas, groceries, eating out, it all adds up fast. With the Verizon Visa card, you get rewarded every time you spend. Get 4% in rewards on gas, dining, and at grocery stores. And you can put those rewards toward your Verizon bill or on new tech like a smartwatch and earbuds. Apply today at Verizon. Application required, subject to credit approval. Must be a Verizon mobile account owner or manager or Fios account owner. See Verizon.com/Verizon Visa card for terms and restrictions. The Verizon Visa signature card is issued by Synchrony Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.